So let's begin. I always recommend taking off glasses since we don't need them.
I'm the worst.
Yes, why?
Since we are going to close our eyes and keep them closed, you may want to consider removing your glasses. So there are three phases to the soul meditation practice. Phase one is practicing how to sit properly. So, based on my experience, this is how I sit. Number one, I keep, please open your eyes, sorry. So I keep my base about 6 inches above the knees. You see how I have lifted my base by keeping the pillow? See, that's why we're sitting on a pillow, not sitting on the floor. So if you keep your bottom lifted up above your knees, yeah, so keeping, yeah, bringing the knee down, yeah, very good, great. So that helps you lift your spinal column and makes the column upright and erect. So that's number one. Number two is to kind of induce slight curvature in the lowermost portion of your spinal column. You know, if you were to divide your whole column into like five parts, the lowermost, 1/5 part of your column, just inducing a slight curvature there, inward curvature. See if you can do that. And the way I do it is just by lifting the whole upper body and pushing that portion inwards.
Oh.
Not too much, just slightly.
Okay.
Step number three, lifting your sternum up like that. We have a tendency to sit like this, right?
Yeah.
So you just gently lift the diaphragm area, your sternum up, and then roll your shoulders back and down. See, like that? There you go. Yeah.
Looking okay?
You're looking good. Great. And then just surrender your body to gravity. When you sit properly, when you keep your spinal column upright and erect, what happens is the upper body weight is carried by the spinal column and not by your back muscles. And so your back doesn't hurt as much. You can sit for a longer time. This doesn't mean you cannot meditate in other postures. The posture, the sitting procedure that I have talked about is favorable to meditation. Not a necessary condition, but a favorable condition. Once you have established yourself in a good sitting posture, then you move on to phase two, which is breathing workout. In soul meditation, we use breath as the object of meditation. But not just any breath. We have to condition the breath sculpture the breath. We have to remove the rigidity and stiffness, sloth and torpor from the breath before we can use it effectively for meditation. And so in phase two, we do breathing workout to prepare the breath as an object of meditation. So begin with the forceful breathing workout. Everybody together, in, out, 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 in, out. Continue. And let go. Let go of the forehead, the jaws, completely relaxing all the facial muscles, relaxing your shoulder blades. Last but not the least, making sure your stomach is completely relaxed. Again, together, in, out, 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 continue. In out, 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 continue. Making sure the stomach is freely rising and falling. The forehead is completely relaxed. The shoulder blades are sinking. And in. Breathe in and out. In and out. Now I want you to deeply breathe in, and as you are breathing in, see if you can feel the touch of the breath in the nostrils, in the triangular area of the nostrils. So deeply, with the stomach completely relaxed, breathe in and out. Breathing in and feeling the breath, its touch in the nostrils, and again, in and out. If you are not able to feel the breath, please raise your hand. It's wonderful. So from now on, as we are doing the breath workout, you will continue to feel the touch of the breath in the nostrils, becoming aware of the breath by feeling its touch in the nostrils, not by thinking about the breath. Feeling and becoming aware. So the aim is to not breathe mechanically or pneumatically, but mindfully. Again, together, in, out, 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 continue. In out, 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 continue. In out, 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 in out. Breathe in and out. And in, in, and out, and let go. You might experience dizziness, lightheadedness, maybe even some pressure in the chest area. Just breathe through that, not forcing yourself, neither giving up, just applying the effort to the extent necessary. With practice, the dizziness will go away, lightheadedness will go away. And as you are breathing forcefully, continuously, you are nourishing the brain. Brain loves oxygen. Your neurons, they literally feast on oxygen. Almost 20-25% of our oxygen intake goes to the brain, to the neurons. We are nourishing the brain by doing the breathing workout. Nourishing the hardware of the soul. Brain is the hardware of the soul, mind is the software. Again, together, in, out, 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 continue. Allowing the stomach to freely rise and fall, keeping your forehead and jaws completely relaxed, breathing in and out, removing the trace, the residue of sloth and torpor, nourishing the brain, and in, in, and in. And let go. Oh. find out what is happening to the quality of your breath. Find out why the quality of breath has changed. Next round, we will deeply and thoroughly breathe in and hold the breath, and then very thoroughly breathe out, emptying and excavating the stomach, and then suspending the breath. So together, deeply in and hold. Hold the breath, not the stomach. Keep breathing out, pushing your stomach in, further and further in, emptying it, excavating it, and let go. We are going to deeply, thoroughly, completely filling the stomach and then the chest. Fully breathing in, allowing every single, and then holding the breath, allowing every single cell of your being. There are 50 trillion cells in our body, a whole community of beings. Allow them to absorb the oxygen, bathe in it. Nourishing each one of them. Deeply and thoroughly breathe in and hold. Breathing out by pushing the stomach in, almost making your stomach one with your back, fully emptying it, excavating it. Again, in and hold. Keep excavating, emptying, and use the thrust of exhalation like this. Going deeper and deeper, completely emptying the stomach. And in. And hold longer. Not just the neurons, but every single cell of your body loves oxygen. It's their life force. Let them bathe in it, nourishing them. And and in, and hold. If you were to continue this practice for several months, maybe several years, a time will come when you can hold your breath for 4 minutes, as long as 4 minutes. You cannot imagine what will happen then. And let go. Keep excavating. Emptying further and further, deeper and deeper. And in. And hold. Hold as long as you want and then simply let go. And completely let go. Just let go, completely let go, allowing the body to breathe and simply becoming aware of the breath at a deeper level by feeling that soft, silky touch in the nostrils. Notice that softness, that silkiness, that depth in the breath. Why has it become softer and silkier? Because you have removed the residue of sloth and torpor that has accumulated over a period of week or maybe longer. Sloth and torpor in the body, in the breath, is a hindrance to meditation. Although we are not doing yoga today, I personally do about 15 minutes of yoga to remove the sloth and torpor from the body, and then about 10 to 15 minutes of breathing to remove the sloth and torpor from the breath. One last round of breathing, but in this one we will breathe in and out forcefully without making the noise. Imagine you are in a public place and doing your breathing workout. Together, in, out, in, out. In, out, in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out. Continue at that pace without making the noise. Feeling each in-breath as in-breath, each out-breath as out-breath. Sharpening your mindfulness. Increasing the pace, in out, 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 continue. This is in-breath, this is out-breath, in, out, in, out, noticing each event in consciousness.
Inhale, 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 continue.
At this stage, your body should be breathing on its own. Softly and deeply. Noticing the coolness of the in-breath and the warmth of the out-breath as the body is breathing on its own. As you are experiencing that coolness, smile. Smiling and breathing. Smiling, breathing. Breathing in, smiling. Breathing out, smiling. Becoming happy. Experiencing delight in the breath, a sense of rapture, this soft, silky, cool, delightful, beautiful breath. This is our object of meditation. Fall in love with it. Thank you. having established yourself in happiness, we will now begin our meditation. So if you want, you can, without opening your eyes, gently adjust your posture, if necessary, knowingly, slowly. With a strong resolution, hold some vigor. Sitting still, absolutely still, for 15 minutes, no matter what. Great things happen only with great resolution. Anchoring your attention in the nostrils area, taking refuge there, simply noticing, becoming aware of the breath by feeling it in the nostrils. Becoming aware of the breath. Making it your safe haven. at home, you will continue this practice in seclusion for much longer. We cannot do that here because of time constraints. After at least 30 minutes of meditation, you will experience a certain degree of tranquility, certain degree of mindfulness and concentration. Assuming you are experiencing tranquility, I want you to now give wise attention to the breath. Notice how each breath arises and passes away. How each breath begins and ends. Notice the changing and impermanent nature of breath. Experientially, quote unquote, understand the nature of impermanence. Just as the breath arises and ceases, our thoughts, emotions arise and cease, come and go. Like clouds in the sky on a windy day. The aim is to allow the thoughts and emotions and feelings and mental objects to come and go, knowing their impermanent nature, knowing that it is their inherent nature to arise and cease. Just as I allow the breath to arise and cease, I shall allow my feelings, emotions, thoughts, experiences, conditions, situations to come and go. Allowing the pain to come and go, not pushing it away. Allowing the pleasure to come and go, not clinging to it. Neither pushing away anything, nor clinging to anything. The aim is to develop equanimity of mind. The aim is to develop that sublime quality, equanimity. The aim is to eradicate craving and aversion. to the extent we are established in equanimity, to that extent we can skillfully deal with pain and pleasure, happiness and sorrow, good and bad, success and failure, summer and winter. So make a genuine effort to cultivate and to establish yourself in equanimity. As you exhale, gently bend forward. As you inhale, gently come up.